Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
You too. Let's get it. KC. Jersey. Curtis Entertainment. Block Battles. Big KC. You know what it is. We coming for the title. Bitches. Let's go. Yeah. Know you feel that beat, don't you?
Yeah.
You wanna ride?
Yeah, baby. I want
it's that. It's Friday, this guy paid. Destination is the club.
Woo.
About to do my thing, crease up my jeans. We ride sitting on dubs.
Looking
clean. Line around the corner, the place is packed. But I'm VIP, cause I got a life
on,
that
girl.
I walk through the door, get nothing but love. Respect the pimpin', ball farming and such. Honey's in the place, standing wall to wall.
Looking
but I'm
good,
digging
girl.
What that's sliding off, fixing little thing with big thighs. In here and hazel eyes, cause I'm digging her
what?
Booty.
Uh-huh.
The way curves and bends.
So
I'm trying to hook up with her tonight and her friends. So do you wanna roll with me? Roll with Chris out that bubbly. Do you wanna roll with me? VVV, everything's on me. Do you wanna roll with me? Roll with Chris out that bubbly. Do you wanna roll with me? Oh, oh.
Yeah, battles.
Oh, yeah.
We was chillin' all night and we can still kick it. It's alright cause shorty try and ride like a transmission. The party live and I'm tryna have a good time. But when it's over you can hop up in my ride. Truthfully the party still lives and never ends at my crib. And I ain't gon' lie, I'm tryna get it in. You say killin' it and that's why I'm diggin' it. But shorty, what's your name cause I'm interested. She tell me her name Keisha. I start spittin' G and her feelings is getting deeper. Love is a weapon, something just like lethal. I'm playing with their minds cause women could be deceitful. Now we done and I'm trying to take a dip in the pool. I'm in the mood but I'm really trying to keep my cool cause I'm really trying to get around later. Shorty fly real high like skyscrapers.
So do you wanna roll with me? Runnin' with Chris out that bubble.
I love you, baby.
You're more than you do.
Behind the scenes radio with my host. We in the motherfucking house. And we ain't been on in a while. And like, it ain't been a year. So like 6 months, 7 months, something like that. Has it been like 6 months?
I think it's been nine. It's about as long as a baby.
You
think
in
this station, I think so. Cause we weren't away in March at all, were we?
Nope.
Or February?
Nope.
But yeah, it's been about a year.
Since we've been off?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're back now. Mm-hmm. It's the ups and downs of life, right?
I guess so.
It's what it is, right?
It's the ups and downs of life, as much as it's the ups and downs of these motherfuckers on social media and shit and TikTok and... Don't get me started.
It's crazy, though. I mean, like, I think people have just lost their common sense. That's what
yo, they done lost their motherfucking mind. They done lost all sanity. Fuck the common sense. They done lost their mind. They have lost their ever-loving motherfucking mind.
Right.
Completely. Like, society in general has lost...
every aspect.
Hell yeah. Everything.
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 I know I'd be snapping on Facebook.
Like, I
want to
say her name, but I just...
Like,
I don't know how to say her name. But she's on Facebook. Her last name is Moffitt. You know how to say her first name. I don't.
I know who you're talking about, but
yeah, she's like one of the few people. There's another one that's meeting on Instagram.
Yeah,
as
a matter of fact, I've shared
something. Like, they're like, only one.
At one point in time, I actually really, like, until I really started listening and paying attention.
No, I ain't talking about her. Her name is Melanie or whatever her name is.
Are you talking about
Stronger. Mm-hmm. You know the one that, I can't remember her
the
name.
The one that we was watching this morning.
No, that's that chick guy, and I ain't talking about her.
Then who are you talking about?
The one who makes set. One of the few
people. Oh, yeah. You're talking about,
it began with SH.
Yeah, I can't think of her name right now.
Of the few, the proud, the bold, that actually says point blank what is going on in the world today. One of the very, very, very few, and again, is, you know, there's also the comedian, I can't think of her name either. They're both black females who they come at both male and female, pull no punches, basically are right on the money when they're discussing whatever topic they're discussing.
Right.
You know, damn, I wish I could. Her last name is Moffitt. If you just look up Moffitt on social media,
I know
on Facebook, it's SH, I want to say E.
I got it on the tip of my tongue. I know how to say it.
For the life of me, I'm sorry. If you happen to listen to this, because I'm hoping that you were tagged in it.
Right now.
I wish you weren't, because I always ask you not to be when we do, especially like this. I don't need you to be calm with this one. I really need you to, that's me punching. I needed you to, and I don't mean beat it up.
We're not even
you
on.
You joking like this? I can do a little joke every now and then too. But just what I seen today, which is basically why we on here now. What I seen today on social media, on Facebook, pissed me off because I had to stop following, for a lack of better term, and I'm going to be politically correct right now and nice to a certain extent. What I seen this female post and have, and she had this one dude talking about, you know, the girl is trying to, she's trying to hook up some guy with a girl, and she's asking them what, you know, what type of female he likes. Do they got to be tall, short, you know, can they have kids, like how many, what's the youngest?
I don't care.
I've seen enough of her ignorance and just to know I need to unfollow the female. And okay, I'm tired of being nice. I need to unfollow the bitch, quite frankly, because not only she's two-faced, she's flip-floppy, she's contradicting herself, she is every and anything she comes at a female for doing, she has done just in that one video that I saw. Well, the full video, but that one video I seen, she did everything this female she came at on TikTok for, she did. Only thing different is she literally laid it out. I need to get my nails done, and then held up her fingernails and was asking people, probably guys in general more or less, for money to get her nails done. And then when somebody sent her $1.99, bitch, you lucky she sent you more than a penny. When they sent her $1.99, she going to ask, do you think I get my nails done at the swap meet? I would be like, I would have found a way to take that shit back and gave you a penny. Like, you lucky if I gave you a penny. Like, how dare you ask people for their hard-ass working money for you, who they don't even fucking know, just follow you on social media, to get your nails done. Bitch, you would be sitting there waiting until you could come up with the money to get your own damn nails done. See, I have never contributed or partake or thought that female, any female, I don't care who you are, should ask a nigga who is not your husband, your baby's father, your uncle, your dad, or anybody blood related to you for money. Matter of fact, I ain't never asked a nigga, I don't care who you are, for money. Kirk, has ever asked you for money? Then nobody
unless,
can see
unless,
that.
Unless it was something like...
No, have I ever asked you for money?
Yeah, you've asked me for it.
When have I asked you for money?
Can you give my bus pass? I need a bus pass.
Yeah. You get my bus pass. But again, we were in a relationship. No, and I didn't even ask that.
Yeah, you did.
If I asked that, it was because I had gave you money the week before.
Yeah, and
so
I'm going to give it back to you.
So again, I've never, for anything I needed, I ain't never asked a Nick. I ain't never asked a man for some money. Yeah, I ain't counting my welfare and shit. I ain't never asked nobody for a handout for anything. My electricity got turned off. The shit stayed off till I got the money to pay that bitch. My water hand got turned off. I ain't asked motherfucker that shit. I'm sitting there and probably, you know, incriminating myself, but I had that shit turned on illegally.
No, but, see,
but I paid for that shit, though.
But see, it'd be different because it just be guys just fucking these chicks. It's a difference. We've been together for a while. So, yeah.
But again,
pause, man. Let me finish. Different because if I'm with you, fuck y'all, I'm going to trick off on you. Especially if I got it. If I got it, you think that I wouldn't?
Oh, yeah, I know you would, but I still wouldn't ask.
I'm just
talking about females
right.
in general.
And I know that you're not going to ask. Like, that's the reason that I'm going to trick the fuck off on you.
But you made me go get a coat. I'm like, no, I'm good. I don't need one.
Because you needed one, motherfucker.
Like,
I would literally wait to get my ass
on money to go get one.
No. But you need
and
it
I
right
said,
then.
This is not the only time I asked if somebody has bought me a coat, though.
But listen, though. It's different when you just fucked the chick. That's it. You just fucked her. And then she hits
it's
you.
It's different when you're not even fucking a bitch, though.
Yeah, it because it's
like, it's this chick on TikTok talking about, you got to use the baby voice and ask something really
cut you
nice.
Off,
no.
I did cut you off.
And be asked really nice, like, hey.
I mean,
I just talked to my dad, and he said he's not paying my car insurance anymore. Like, what do you think I should do?
That's the
voice. And then you wait for the motherfucker to say, oh, babe, how much your car insurance? Don't worry about it. I got you.
Right.
I never, ever go and tell somebody, babe, B, C, D, E, F, G, and had them say some shit. Have I ever done it to you?
Nope.
Now, I'll literally say something jokingly in that voice.
You warned me about stuff like that.
I'll say something jokingly to him like that, but I don't be like, look, I don't ask. I ain't asking for nothing from nobody for no reason whatsoever. I'm sorry, you got these females who play off dudes. And literally they will say, ooh, I can't ask those. No, I can't ask them because you're going to be looking for some pussy. So in other words, you just ain't going to ask somebody because you know they're going to look for some. They want some pussy. So that's the only reason you want to ask. But you can go ask this other dude who will just give it to you if you do this little baby voice.
Right.
Well, I need such and such. And they go, okay. And they just give it to you. And I know, I literally, and unfortunately, they're really close to me. I know females like that.
Right.
Sadly, I know females like that. I wish I didn't, but I do. And it irritates the hell out of me that I do. I want to smack them and smack every dude that has played into them. I just want to smack severely. Oh,
there's somebody hanging up. Well, it is what it is. But yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, I just feel like it's so much like women are just real deceitful now. I'm not saying
and it turns in that way in general.
And it just feels crazy because as a man, it kind of feels like it's degrading. Like I'm like it's kind of reversed. Like I
think they're both degrading.
Yeah.
Like the tricking off of somebody and then letting themselves be tricked.
With,
like you, I don't even.
Now, and I try to, and being 41 years old, I've gotten done in it, and I've done.
I've never, and I haven't.
I have. It's being, okay, so I'm going to just be honest with you.
I think you tried to trick me, didn't you?
No. What do you mean, tricky?
I mean, I think I think, in general, you yourself even said I was just looking for it.
Relationship?
No. You yourself even said that you weren't looking for a relationship.
Oh, at the beginning.
Yeah, you were just looking for a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I just want to.
Yeah. Tap, man. Adios. So, in a way, I think you were trying to trick on me.
But not really. Because it really wasn't like that, though.
You yourself said that's what you were looking
that's
for.
That's what I told you at the beginning?
Hell no, you didn't tell me that in the beginning.
Okay, so then.
I'm saying, but that's what you were looking for. You were just looking for, and you weren't saying, oh, I want to hit it and put it. But you told me later on down the line, oh, yeah, when we met, I was just looking to.
I mean, that's usually how chick, that's what I'm saying, as a man. Looking into a relationship or even trying to date a chick, you already know that this chick may not really fuck with you. She may not. It's a 50-50 chance. That's with any relationship. Dealing with any chick, she may fuck with you, she may not. Once you start letting her know about who you are and, you know what I'm saying, the things that you do, some people just...
No, but I'm talking about, like, it was like maybe 2-3 years into the relationship when you told me, oh, I just wanted to hit it. Like, basically, just hit it quick.
You sure I didn't say that when I was mad?
No. We were having this conversation about something. And okay. You literally went, well, yeah, I just wanted to hit it and quit it. You know, I was hoping to get it on. And you literally said, I was hoping to get it on the first night. We were having a conversation. I was hoping to get it on the first night, but then I realized, you know, you weren't going to. But you know, not that night. But you were looking. You literally looking to hit it quick. You said that. Supervised the man. He ain't got nothing to say now.
How the fuck did we get on this conversation?
Oh, no, because we were talking about tricking. That's all. I wasn't trying to have a conversation about it. I was just saying, I think in the, you know, early on that that's what you were just looking to get something and then dash off. Like, and like most females nowadays,
okay,
they're not looking.
Pause, because you can't start some shit and then not finish the shit. So, listen. If women feel like that, then why would you even have...
No, I didn't say that. That's how I said, that's what you told me. Those were not my words.
When did I tell you this?
It was like 2 or 3 years into the relationship.
Okay, we're 8 and... okay.
Yeah, we're like...
See how women are, though? They'll prank...
No, I'm just saying... No.
Out of like...
No.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, now, like how females are now, that's all you wanted. You just wanted, you know, like, and I'm not saying most guys aren't, but mm-hmm. what I'm saying is, you know how, like, you'll try to finesse the sex.
You think that every man is not finessing?
I just said that.
That's what we have to do.
What I'm saying, I just said that, like how most men are, they, you know, try to put, you know, like, they just want to finesse the sex, hit it, quit it, that's it. That's what females are trying to do now, but they're trying to get monetary stuff out of it. They're not looking to sleep with the dude, especially if he looked like Urkel. They're not looking to sleep with him. They want to get a car, the jewelry, their rent paid. That's what I'm trying to say. They're you know, females, and you know, females in a way, guys are looking for sex. Most females who are decent enough are looking for a ring. Guys are looking for sex. Females are looking. Decent females are looking for a rent.
A decent chick.
Yeah, or it's not looking for
so
one
like,
time.
What are we? Okay, so like, because a decent chick is so hard to find, what is the definition
you know what?
Of a
I'ma
decent
do this.
Chick now?
I'm going to do this.
That's a good
question. I'm going to go and tell guys stuff that I've told you.
Okay. So, yeah.
I don't know if y'all know about the flirt laugh. Like, she doesn't really think you're funny. You know, she don't think your jokes are hilarious. But, you know, you could say, I bought some soap today. And they'll go, really? Bitch, that ain't funny. I don't get like, I didn't, like, Kurt said some stuff to me the first day. Like, I was just like, okay. I'm looking at him, and he was talking to some other girl, and she just cracked the fuck up. I'm like, bitch, that shit ain't funny. Like, one day we were walking, and he got a ball to a kid that rolled underneath the car right on the street, and all he said was, oh, they were like, oh, thank you. And he was like, yeah, I know, I have kids too. And they said, I was like, bitch, where was the fucking punchline? That shit wasn't funny. Like, that was a flirt laugh, a flirt laugh. And when we walked away, I said, you know that was a flirt laugh, right?
At that
like,
point, I didn't realize.
He was like, what's that? I said, when they laugh and shit, it's not the fuck funny.
Right.
And they use like a little baby voice.
The
laugh.
Baby. That's the baby voice that she was talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, they ask for stuff and the baby like, hey. Or they, that's a flirt laugh. I don't think I've ever actually did a flirt laugh. Like, because if I don't think something funny, I'm sure not going to laugh. Like, I'm going to go.
So, you know, hold on, pause. Because we got... Somebody on the line got their hand up. They want to talk. So let's see who's on the line. You're now on Behind the Scenes Radio.
Yeah, I know. I hear you guys talking. It's
yeah,
good to hear a woman talk the way that she's talking. So because guys have come across too many women of the type that she's talking about. So when a woman says that, I don't understand why a woman would want to take money from a man because she's supposed to be independent, most men are going to agree with her. So I'm glad that she says that. I'm also glad that she's talking about how when women get together and they start laughing and she says to herself, the hostess, I don't understand what they're laughing about. That's the same mentality men have. When we see a gaggle of women together and they're just laughing over somebody says, I took down the curtains this morning, and somebody says, yeah, I know how that is, and they start laughing. Men go, are these women crazy?
Right.
Do they have any brains? You know? So I'm glad that you're lucky that you got this woman as your girlfriend, so far anyway, because I like her attitude. Her attitude is truly to be independent. So if you two guys have been together for about 2 to 3 years, that's pretty good. That's pretty a long time, actually, without any fighting. And if you two can get on the air and still have a relationship after.
I like to say debate. I don't like to fight, so I like to say debate.
Debate. Okay. So a nice heated debate where somebody sleeps on the couch. All right.
No, I don't ever sleep on the couch.
No, because my thing is, if you're going to put somebody out to bed, 9 out of 10 times they're going to continue to go outside of your bed.
Well, one good way to resolve conflict is to do it in bed, as long as both people realize that in and of itself isn't going to really fix the relationship for much longer. People have to have the same kind of mindset. That's very important. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why I'm here on the show, because you guys are supposed to be talking about the differences between men and women. Psychologically, at the very beginning, when people are born, not much different. But then again, when we become teenagers, then we get divided up into the female sexuality versus the male sexuality and the mindset. So, like I said, it's good to hear a woman talk like that. I don't know if you're a feminist or not, but it seems to me that...
No. Far cry.
No. All right. Well, but you're a traditionalist. Is that right?
Say it again.
You're a traditionalist? If you're not a feminist, then...
No, I'm not a feminist. I'm in between traditional and modern. There's some stuff still think needs to be in place. But I won't stay home and not work.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's where the modernism comes in at. But as far as I can't. Herb, would you say I'm a feminist?
No, your daddy used it in your father's life too much.
Like my dad, I grew up in a household with my mom and my dad. I was more or less my dad's favorite, and he had no sons, and I was a tomboy. So wherever my dad went, I went. There's some things I could do, that normally, typically, you would think a guy could do,
mm-hmm.
that I can do because my dad showed me. Like, Kirk can't change a door lock to save his life.
Right.
You know, he can't do that. I'm like, yeah, I'll change the lock on the door. No problem. Go get the dinner. Yeah. You know, there's some things I can do that Kirk can't do. There's plenty of things that I can't do that Kirk can do.
Right. Like work on the engine.
True.
Yeah, spark plugs.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how to put it together.
Hunting.
Yeah, I may know what it is, but I don't know where to go.
Yeah, I grew up in the country, so I grew up on a farm as a kid. So, like, I learned how to hunt, and, you know.
Yeah, I know how to shoot a gun, but.
No, it's different.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that's about it.
Because you got to be precise with where you're shooting.
Yeah, I know how to shoot a gun, but. Everything else about the hunting and the cleaning and stuff, I can't do.
Yeah, it's different. Gutting a hog or fish, I know how to do all that. I know how to plant crops, all that.
No,
what do you?
I can look at a murder scene. It'll so crisp, hurt off us.
What do you guys think are the major differences between men and women in a relationship that makes it fail?
Most of the time, usually the woman doesn't know how to shut the fuck up and listen. And then in other times when it falls on a man, our ego gets in the way.
There's a couple things that make it fail. There's trust issues.
Yeah.
There's lack of communication.
Right. Yeah.
There's, in some cases, infidelity. And some
cases, that's a deal breaker.
Money.
In some cases. Yeah. Well, money shouldn't be. And, I forgot the other one that you had mentioned. Oh, I slipped my mind. All right. But the thing
there's a few things that can make a relationship fall apart. So you said ego
and...
Yeah. Right. You said ego. You said trust and communication. Now, that's the one. See, I don't put much stock in the weight that people put on communication, because people communicate all the time. If you say to your girlfriend, or if she says to her boyfriend, I don't like what you're doing, stop it. And he says, or she says, yes, I will, but he doesn't stop, or she doesn't stop. That's communication right there.
Right.
You're saying, they're saying to one, he or she is saying to the other one, I'm not going to do what you want me to do, even though I know that I should stop. So that's a communication right there. Besides which, a lot of people don't even really want to communicate, because if they get down to the bottom, the nitty-gritty of what's really the problem in their relationship, one of them has to go. Because somebody's causing the problem, and that person who's causing the problem will either deny it and or point the finger at the other person and not want to change. If it was that easy to change, then they could have done it prior to the conflict resolution.
But there's a certain form of, when I say lack of communication, there's a certain way you're supposed to communicate. Just because you heard what someone says to you doesn't mean you're comprehending what they're saying, or, you know, well, I heard you, as in, like, I was listening to you. You know, like, if you're talking to someone during a certain time that they're watching something, they may have heard you, but they're not really taking into account directly what you're saying. So what they're hearing is they're hearing you make noise, but they're not listening to you. Hearing and listening are two different things.
Very good point, which you're absolutely correct. People will hear, and then a lot of times they will wait for you to shut up, then they'll continue with what they were saying before. That's not listening. That's just shutting up.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening, you're trying to find out exactly what is it the other person is saying, and when with regards to relationships, what is he saying that bothers him or her that I've done, and why is he or she saying that? And if I'm at fault, I should change. A lot of people are not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a problem also. There's also the brainwashing that goes into men and women. We men are conditioned to be gentlemen, to look the other way when women make their little faux pas, and we say, she didn't really mean it, or she's really, really virtuous, she just made a mistake. No, there are sometimes, like the woman at the beginning of the show you were talking about, who was asking her man for money, she wasn't doing it because she was going to buy him a present or share whatever she was going to buy with the money with him. She wanted it for herself, being selfish. So when people are selfish, that's the ruination of a relationship. And men are trained, like I was saying, to be gentlemen. Women are trained to be princesses. When you're a princess, the better looking that you are, the more entitled you feel from a man. And the more conditioned a man is to be a gentleman, the more he feels he has to acquiesce to the woman. Otherwise, he's doing something wrong. And if they get into any kind of disagreement, debate, argument, whatever you want to call it, a lot of women are going to say, don't raise your voice, you're a bully, and do this Me Too movement bullshit.
Right.
So what men have to do is realize that what a woman is just another human being carrying around a uterus. She's nothing special unless she treats you special.
Right.
So when men wake up to that, then they can say, you know, you have done something to me that bothers me. I like to talk about it. And if she says no, puts it off, plays games, he cannot make excuses for her. Same thing goes for a girl. I mean, there are guys out here, I subjectively believe that about 25% of men cannot handle a relationship. But 75% of men can. But those 75% run across the women, 90% of whom believe that they're princesses, regardless of whether they're short, fat, ugly, or stupid, because they want to be princesses. They want to believe in the Walt Disney fairy tale. Now, if I said anything that is wrong, please tell me.
Nope, you ain't said nothing wrong so far. Pause just for a second. We have to take a big break. We'll be back in one song. I ain't trying to cut nobody off, but we still got other callers on the line, too. I hope that you stay on the line. After this music break, we only got to play one song, and then we got other callers because we want to get this, you know, a whole group conversation.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, so we'll be right back. This is Pasco featuring King Eddie Bauer featuring Pasco. I like it on Behind the Scenes Radio. We'll be right back.
You are now tuned into Behind the Scenes Radio.
I've been waiting for you, standing by my window to get a view. Though I got a busy schedule, but you got my attention, I'm so focused on you. Everyone is talking about you, cause you shine brighter than the sun, the moonlight too. The first time I met you, I was shaking, I felt so uneasy from my head to my belly. Like a spirit, you enter my body, I'm losing my mind, can't control how I'm feeling. My mind only revolves around you, I'm losing touch with reality too. Girl, I like it. I can't hide,
I am
the way you make me feel. Yeah, I like it, can't keep my eyes off you. I can't hide it, I like it, yeah, yeah. I've been waiting for the day, I will have a chance to stay. Everything's on my mind, yeah. The things my mouth can't say, my eyes will express. I can't wait for the day. See, I'm caught up with you, I'm your prisoner. I'm doing that down like a criminal. Girl, I like it, the things you do to me. I can't hide it, the way you make me feel. Girl, I like it, can't keep my eyes off you. I can't hide it, I like it. Yeah, yeah.
Beat on my heart and I cannot let go. Hold on, retire, I'll be winding so slow. On your neck cause your body's so close. The DJ is spinning, you already know I like it. And I know you like it. So don't fight it, cause we like it. Hey yo, I can feel the power. There's magic everywhere. And the way your body's moving, it's like you're dancing in the air. Don't stop baby, cause your beauty's a gift, yeah. And the mood is so lifted. And I like everything, yeah, yeah.
The things you do to me, I can't hide it. The way you make me feel, yeah, I like it. Can't keep my eyes off you. I can't hide it, I like it, yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby, don't stop, keep it moving all night.
Yeah, it's your boy, Kurt NT, Behind the Scenes Radio. We back in the motherfucking house. The number is 516-595-8305. Make sure you press 1 if you want to talk. For any artist that wants to get their music played on Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure that you send your music to bhindthesen@gmail.com. Make sure you only send your music in MP3 formatted track only.
No links. No SoundCloud. Don't DM. Just send it to the email MP3 format
only. We will take that down. Make sure also, wait, hold on. Make sure also that you know what ASCAP and BMI is. I tell all artists, make sure that you get your ASCAP and your BMI. Do not send me your, don't send me your stuff unless you get it. Please don't do it. Yeah, let's get back into this conversation, man, because it was real, it was getting real grimy and grimy, and I was like, really, really, really. I was, you see, I was just being quiet and just chilling.
I mean, it literally starts from birth.
Right.
I mean, not from birth, but when you start school. It starts when you start school because, you know, the boys and the girls, you know, ooh, he got cooties and you got cooties and I can't touch you, and ew, it's a girl, and ew, it's a boy. And then when the boys start liking the girls and they want to start hitting on them, and like, oh, well, he just doing that because he likes you.
Right.
Well, don't like me. Please don't like me.
Right. So we got 423, last four digits, 8474 on the line. And then we got also got caller 267, last four digits, 3240 on the line with us. Introduce yourselves and let us know where y'all calling from. And, yeah, 267-3240. Who this be?
Yo. What's up? Name's Jonathan from Philly. Born and raised. Shout out North. Hey, man. What's going on?
What's up?
Absolute pleasure to be here, man.
Thank you. Yo, so how are you feeling about the conversation that we was just having?
I hear nothing but facts so far, you know what I'm saying, dealing with the interdynamics of, you know, of what society places on young men and young women. I also definitely was feeling the last guy that was on there, you know, he was spitting some huge facts, you know what I mean? About various different reasonings behind a lot of people's actions. Talking men and women here. This is a personality and a trait. This ain't no you know play. Like this is you, completely yeah. and utterly you. Now I might be going a little too deep with it now, but you know.
So how do you feel about you know. How women are acting and, I mean, and let's not just put it all on women because
how
it's some grimy.
About how society in general has afflicted
right, well,
the relationships
yeah.
between men and women nowadays?
Okay, so, all right, I'm going to pretty much start with a quote that I heard. I forgot where I heard it from, but it's a very good quote. Men will become the men that women want. So this, in turn, causes something to happen that's very interesting. So the women don't need to worry about, you know, self-improvement unless it's their looks. Women don't have to worry about self-improvement unless it has something to do with their life being better directly. And when I say men will become the men that women want, when you talk about...
Pause. My fault. Didn't mean to cut you off. Make sure that you're not on speakerphone. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm echoing. That's why. All right. Yeah, hello?
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Can you hear me better?
Yeah, way better.
All righty. Men will become the men that women want. So when you have a society that holds women on these plateaus and on these pedestals, pedestalizing women, you'll have a lot of what I like to call bottom feeders. A lot of people call them simps. And what they do is that they give these women unlimited attention for nothing in return. So what's that in turn telling the women is that, oh, I'm doing something right. I'm obviously doing something right. I got all these guys in my DMs. You know what I'm saying? And they just, you know, they're showering me with gifts. They're giving me money on my Cash App. They're, you know, explaining to me how beautiful I am. So obviously I'm doing something right. So the inflation that came from that alone is what tipped the scale. I feel as though in the woman's favor. You know, you're still going to have the players and the Macs. You're still going to have those guys that womanize and do all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be a consistent. But the problem is now is that those guys are only in the top 20% of men. Those are the men that all the women want is the womanizers and the ones that play and the ones, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying all women. We're not going to do the all thing here. I'm saying majority of the women, because based off of ratios, we're looking at about 80 to 85% women chase after the top 10 to 15% of men. So what that does is that, again, men will become what women want. And this is why you have this toxic culture that's going on now. You know, stay toxic, gentlemen. Stay toxic. You know, the best way to deal with a woman is just to be toxic to her. And that's not the case. But when you're talking about a lot of these women that are currently alive and thriving and, you know, they got their own businesses and they do their own, you know, they doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? Women are winning. Let's keep it 100. But at the end of the day, it's tipping the scales in the wrong way. So, because now you're starting to see the divorce rate going up substantially now. It's up to, I think, 66%, if I'm not mistaken. 66% of marriages end in divorce. You're also seeing a raise in people who are willing to get married. So that's actually, a raise in people not wanting to get married, excuse me. That's actually raised up since 1970, almost 30%. So a lot of situationships, a lot of non-committal situationships. This is becoming a trend now, you know. And then when you have the entire social media, the entire world, everything that's on the news, everything that's on daytime television talk shows, like Nick Cannon, like Steve Harvey, that just pandering to women and just letting them know, hey, you don't need to change. You can stay in your truth, and he has to accept you. See, that's part of that brainwashing, that conditioning that my guy was talking about before. You know, everything coincides. Everything connects. Everything has got us to where we're at today. And now we have to try to figure out, as traditional men and women, or as men and women that want to get better and get better results out of life and actually experience life to the best of its possibilities, we need to start breaking down what the hell is truly going on here. None of that cancel culture bullshit, excuse my language, none of that. We need to have honest conversation. Yeah, I was just trying to respect the platform. That's all, man. You know me. That's where we need. That's where we're at now. You know what I'm saying? And we just have to. We got to have a lot of tough conversations. We have to have a lot of tough conversations. And people are very content with being comfortable. They don't like being uncomfortable. It is what it is.
Yeah. They don't really like talking about what really needs to be talked about. What were the breakdowns that you wanted to talk about?
Breakdowns were just like the difference is when they start, like when they label I label myself basically, you know, but a tomboy. You got the tomboys, you got the girly girls, and I was not a girly girl. I didn't like playing with the kitchen. I didn't like playing Barbie dolls. I didn't like playing with doll babies. That was not my thing. And as far as like being a mom, my kids will tell you I was not overly affectionate. I was not really like, I hugged them, I kissed them, but I wasn't like my daughter is with hers. It wasn't like, you know, I nurtured to a certain degree, but I wasn't like, come here and let mommy do that. No, I didn't do none of that. Like, I was mad my kids didn't play sports. Poor girls, I was pissed my kids didn't play sports.
Right.
I'm like, yo, you know, we can go to the basketball game. You know, it's hot dog day, family day. We don't want to do that. What the fuck? We want to go to the mall. You know, I take them to the mall, and at tax time, I get them. It's like $500-$600. Here you go. Okay, go for yours. Go. I literally sat out there like I was a dude. Sitting outside the mall.
Waiting on them.
I'd be sitting there like, Lord Jesus, this is taking way too. I don't like going shopping. You don't like going for, I don't even like grocery shopping. Like, I will be in and out in 30 minutes. Heard on the other hand, I have to go down up and down every aisle. I don't need everything in every aisle. I'm not getting everything out of every aisle. Why do we have to go up and down every aisle?
People
irritate me when they go shopping.
When I'm going just to go
get something. People irritate me when they go shopping. And they'd be like, I didn't mean to come get all this. Why the fuck do you have it? Why did you go down that aisle? You know you came here for one or two things. Why did you pick up five? I didn't come in here to spend all this money. Shut up. And they're going to say, y'all making me spend all this money. No, bitch, that's you. You picked it up. Nobody else forced it in your hand. So, I don't like grocery shopping. I don't like clothes shopping. I don't like I really don't like window shopping. I like window shopping. I do not like it. If I ain't got the money to buy, I don't want to look at it.
Yeah, I like my mind just by imagining it.
Yeah, I don't like looking at it. I ain't got the funds for it. I don't want to look at it. But then I'd be mad that I see something I really like and I can't get it.
But see, I like going and looking what I want and then being like, okay, that's what I want. And in my mind, that's something.
I'd rather shop online. And I don't try shit on. Most females are going to a store and have like 4 or 5 outfits to take into the change room. Nope. And I don't take none back. Once I buy it, I know it fit me. I ain't taking it back.
See, me, on the other hand, it's hard for me to
I've been shopping with Kurt.
Kind of clothes
he,
that
and
I
he
want.
Has to try on it every
no,
outfit.
I don't.
Like, you didn't try on that
every,
one time?
I didn't try on it. To make sure that it fit correctly before I walk out that motherfucker.
I don't have to do that.
I'm not going to walk outside in that shit.
I have to look at something, hold it up, and tell you whether it fits whoever I'm buying it for, whether it's for myself or whether it's for somebody else.
That's because, you know how to fucking make clothes from scratch. Yeah.
I don't try on shoes either.
Yeah, that's because fashion is what you do. That's in you, fashion. You know it. I'm not a fashion type guy. Fuck about that shit.
Right.
Give me a pair of pants, a white t-shirt, some nice shoes, and a hat, and I'm good to go. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah,
and
most
I don't
men
need a hat,
are,
just a
you
decent
know,
haircut.
Good colorway efficiency.
Yeah.
Yeah, most men are efficient. Most men. I mean, if you're dealing with a man that, you know, middle America, you know, or middle class, and, you know, they work every day, they know exactly what they want and look, but they're really just putting it on just to make sure that it fits and it's comfortable.
Yeah.
Other than that,
whether or not it would be comfortable in it.
You're pretty good with buying my
clothes. I don't be having him with me to hold on.
Yeah, because there's been plenty of times we didn't went in the store, I'm buying shit, and you like, that ain't going to fit. Like, what? Whatever.
Oh, I'm going to be honest with you, with the shopping thing, hey, Kurt,
mm-hmm.
with the shopping thing,
yeah.
The thing about that is that, like, how my mom always taught me, you need to make sure that you know exactly what you want. So what I do whenever I go shopping, I make a list.
Oh, no,
I'll make a list every single time. Yeah.
But Kurt go and just start throwing stuff in the cart.
Because it's something that I want.
I'll have a list. But before we go to the store, and I didn't look at that list so many times, I don't even have to pull it out. And I'm literally totaling things up in my head until he gets to it, and he'll put, like, 3 things. And I'm like, well, how much is that? I have to add that into it. How much is that? I have to add that into it. And I'll ask him several times before we go to the store, is there something you want? And he'll be like, no. And I'm like, well, you didn't put that. Well, I didn't know I wanted it until I seen it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because dealing with the psyche of men to women, most of the time, men, we're one-track minded. We literally focus on one thing and then we keep it pushing. The only time we really think in advance is when it comes to, like, building our kingdom, when it comes to making big decisions. Like, am I going to go for this job that's only paying $10 an hour, or am I going to go for this job that's paying $22 an hour? And if I go for the job that's paying $22 an hour, I need to account for training. I need to account for time that I'm not going to have money. I need to account, you know. So we're focused on 2 different things sometimes, you know. So when you're asking, hey, do you want anything, he might be in the middle of thinking about something. And then when
we're literally concentrating on what we need to get from the store.
That's what she believes. But I'm always thinking about stuff. You already know I'm an overthinker.
Okay, but I'm
like, right.
And then you look over it, and I'm like,
I'm looking at that list, I'm already thinking about 3 or 4 things at the same time. Understand, I am an overthinker, babe. Like right now, while I'm on here, I'm thinking about my son right now. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, I'm an overthinker. Right. I think about multiple things. Yeah, it's always, even when I'm, like, I never, like, okay, when I go to sleep, that's the only time that I'm not thinking, right at that moment, like, thinking.
like in the same phrases right now thinking. You know what I'm saying? Whatever.
I mean, it's actually been scientifically proven that, you know, when it comes to overthinkers, and this is for men and women, they have a problem with going to sleep. So what normally happens is that when you go to sleep, you try to empty out your mind and not think of anything until you doze off. But with overthinkers, men or women, what we usually do is we just lay there and we'll think about how the day went. We'll think about what's going to happen tomorrow.
No, you don't do that.
Would you? Why are you cutting him off?
I don't mean to cut him off, but I don't understand that point.
Shut up, and maybe you'll learn. Damn.
You overthink.
You, but you overthink. You always overtalking people. Shut up, let him fall. Okay, go.
So a lot of overthinkers, what we do is that we catch ourselves up on mistakes that were made, regrets that we might have, aspirations that we do have. It's all of that in one. Problems that we're going through, problems that will arise, problems that may arise. So we're contingency thinkers. We think about everything from every angle. So that's what causes us to lay in the bed until 2, 3, 4, sometimes 5. Sometimes we don't even get sleep. There's times that I never get sleep.
I've been going to okay.
You go to sleep right away.
Okay.
I'll lay in the bed till like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, watch the TV, playing a game, and don't go to sleep.
Yeah.
But you'll be like,
okay, but the difference is that here's the beautiful thing.
Yeah, but when you're asleep,
yeah.
I'm up thinking.
Right.
Like you think when you're asleep, it's been plenty of times you woke up and I hadn't been up.
A few times. That's when you didn't have any.
Yeah, I need,
no,
need to go to sleep
that,
here.
That don't count for y'all. That don't count for y'all. Because with overthinkers, when they have somebody that, you know, they're close to, like a spouse or a husband, wife, girlfriend, somebody that they're close to. Because one of the times I never overthought was when I was in the same bed as my ex. That was when I didn't overthink. There was no overthinking. I was just resting. I was resting and knowing that I had somebody who I thought at the time understood me. And I didn't have to worry about those problems because if those problems arise, I already know that I'll be able to handle it. I was able to literally, she was able to pull that overthinking stuff out of me to the point where I was able to go to sleep at like 8, 9 o'clock. Nice.
All right, so pause. I ain't trying to cut you off. 90 seconds, right? So this is how it works with the 90 seconds, right? If the people that are online, because I see that it's other people on the line also, if you want to talk, press 1. If you don't want to talk, you ain't got to press 1. Also, if you once you hang up in the next minute or so, next minute, you hang up, you're not going to be able to call back in.
It ain't going to happen. You just got to listen from this point on. All right? So go ahead. My fault, Jonathan. Right. Go ahead.
No, you good. And again, it's just when overthinkers have that person that they can rest in, it's such a de-stressing. See, this is one of the things that I was talking about looking for a woman that's my peace, because I overthink a lot. I'm talking about to the point where I might go 2, 3 days without sleeping because of a current situation or a current circumstance or a current problem that might arise that might keep me up for a while. So if I have somebody, you know what I'm saying, that can pull that overthinking stuff out of me and just have me rest, you know what I'm saying? And again, there's levels of dependency in every relationship, whether that be friendships, whether that be situationships, whether that be marriage. It's a level of codependency in every interaction you have with another person.
I'm thinking about my codependency with her.
And it's crazy because a lot of people take codependency and they'll say it's a negative. It's not a negative.
Yeah, but
it's not. Really not.
Yeah, you really
it's
depend on people for
when it
certain
comes to certain
energy.
Situations.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about the energy. You know what I mean? And it's a negative when you're talking about somebody who's a drug addict or somebody who's, you know, into a certain type of lifestyle, and then they get with somebody that's in that lifestyle as well, but they're trying to get away from that lifestyle, there's codependency there. That's a negative type of codependency. You know, that's the only way it'll actually be negative. Most codependency for real, is on a even exchange basis. You know, again, most women, financial security in a relationship. Most men want sex in a relationship. It's even because of hypergamy. Women need that. That's something that women need. They need to feel secure. They need to feel taken care of, provided for, protected. And for men, it's very simple. We need you to do all types of crazy stuff, you know, stuff that only I and your previous exes know, you know? So it's an even exchange. So it's a level of codependency in every interaction that you have.
Right. All right, exactly. All right, so let's see, because they've been on the line. They've been holding.
Yeah.
Let's see, 267, once again, 267-19-28, last four digits. Want to say anything before we get off the line? They just listen. All right.
You know.
All right, so what we do at the end of the show is we give our shout-out to what we're thankful for. And let's start out with Niecy.
I'm thankful my shoulder going to get fixed, hopefully. Because it's in painful. I'm thankful for everybody called in, everybody who listened online, everybody's going to download the show later. I'm thankful that I got to spend 2 days with 3 out of 6 friends. I'm thankful for my, even though they're bad as shit, I'm thankful for their badass moms and their crazy badass aunts. Oh, for Kurt, even though he worked on my mom's nerves. Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Jonathan?
Yeah, I'm gonna put out a special shout out to my sister and her boyfriend, man. Without them two, with me going through what I'm going through right now, I'm being honest with you, they've been there for me, you know. And it's not without hiccups, it's not without fights, it's not without arguments, but I'm truly and utterly thankful for them. Right now, I'm at my sister's boyfriend's house. Just chilling with him, busting it up. We just had pizza and wings, and you know, for the small moments, man, little things. So that way, when life gets greater, I'll never forget where I come from, man.
Right. Right, and you never should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other shout outs and what you thankful for?
Shout out, Sylvia. Shout out to my family. They all I have, man. They all I have, and that's really who I'm fighting for. Even though we going through a little bit of a turbulent situation right now. I love you, sis. Everything I do, man. I'm grateful for the next opportunity, whatever the opportunity will be, you know, because it'll help me to get to where I want to be, you know.
Right.
That's where I'm at with it.
Right. All right. Shout outs to everybody that tunes in. Shout outs to my hometown. Shout outs to Philly. Shout outs to Niecy for fucking with me. Even though you get on my nerves. No, and not fucking me, but fucking with me. Stop. You don't know what I'm talking about. Okay. Shout outs to her daughters and the grandkids, being around them because, yeah, they make my day. Y'all, I ain't gonna lie. Y'all, them a little crazy motherfuckers. them kids, yo, they crazy, yo. But they, yo, I've been having fun with them since I've been off for work. I'm going back. But behind the scenes radio, though? Yeah, this ain't never going nowhere. Ever. Ever. It's going to be right here. Mark my word. We ain't going nowhere. And we're going to grow bigger.
We're going to get bigger and better.
Bigger and better. Can't. Cameras is coming soon. And I see
shut
it.
Up. Stop telling me that hand was right here.
Ah.
Shut up. You hear me saying anything? Shut up.
All right. Shout out to Blog Talk. For sure. 10 years. We in this motherfucker. Shout out to my hometown. Who else? Carrie. My homeboy Trap Man came. Make sure you check him out. Firebird. Go check Firebird out. All the artists that was we didn't even promote because we didn't really – I mean, yeah. Anyway, yeah. Shout-outs to all the artists that sent us music. And we out this bitch, man. I love y'all, man. Hey. Hold on. We got to leave them with a song, don't. At least one song. That I don't like y'all that much. I love y'all, but I don't like you that much. We out. Talk to y'all later. Peace.